Manuscript Releases Volume 5, Numbers 260 to 346. MR, Number 285, The San Francisco Earthquake. As we approached San Jose Thursday morning, we began to notice some of the effects of the earthquake. The new post office and some of the largest stores in the town had been leveled to the ground, totally destroyed. Other buildings were badly wrecked, and when we saw the fallen walls of the Pacific Press, we were sad at heart. But we could not help rejoicing over the fact that no lives were lost. We thought it right on our way home to drive through the city and see the ruin wrought by the earthquake and fire. We drove in an easy carriage through the ruined district. I have no language to describe the awful scene. I was pleased to see that church which your father and a few who united with him built was untouched by the fire. The fire came quite close to this section, but it also escaped injury. These things make me feel very solemn, because I know that the judgment day is right upon us. The judgments that have already come are a warning, but not the finishing, of the punishment that will come on wicked cities. The great earthquake of San Francisco is to be followed by earthquakes in other places. We need not be surprised if after a time Oakland should become so wicked that calamities will fall on this city also. 10. 1907, page 2. To the members of the Oakland Church, January 18, 1907. I trust that our brethren will build a humble house of worship in Oakland, for we have every reason to believe from the present record of San Francisco's crimes and of the murders and robberies that are being committed in Oakland, that another visitation will come to San Francisco, and that calamity will fall on Oakland also. The light given me is that the wickedness in the cities of San Francisco and Oakland is beyond all imagination. God's wrath is upon many of the inhabitants of these cities. San Francisco has been visited with heavy judgments, but Oakland has been thus far mercifully spared. The time will come when our labor in these places will be cut short. Therefore, it is important that earnest efforts be put forth now to proclaim to their inhabitants the message of the Lord for them. I feel sure that San Francisco and Oakland will again be visited with the judgments of God. Released December 10, 1971.